The Gauteng Police Commissioner has announced that police will be placed on high alert pending the outcome of the ANC election results. Lieutenant General Deliwe Susan DeLange said in a statement issued yesterday that operational personnel are expected to remain ready for deployment to sustain any eventualities pending the outcome of the elective process. DeLange said officers will be deployed to manage places where celebrations will take place. They will also be deployed to manage any contingency and any eventualities. The announcement of the next leader of the ANC and the rest of the top six is expected to take place this morning. The credential process for the 54th elective conference was delayed from its scheduled time on Saturday afternoon following the outcome of court cases in the Northwest, Free State and KwaZulu-Natal, the party's Deputy Secretary General Jesse Duarte said yesterday. And Mkhize has declined the Deputy President pardon. Outgoing ANC Treasurer General Zweli Mkhize delivered a shock announcement when he rejected a nomination for the position of ANC Deputy President. He had received 139 nominations from the Eastern Cape to replace Cyril Ramaphosa, who is vying for the position of President. He said he wanted to acknowledge all the nominations and the work that the comrades have done, but he has been engaging with a number of comrades there who would like to contribute in strengthening and building the unity organization. So from that level, he decided to withdraw from the nomination. The Treasury General, who was once described as the protege of outgoing ANC President Jacob Zuma, had previously denied being closest to the slates for presidential candidates Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma and Ramaphosa. His home province, which is the conference's largest delegation, threw its support behind Mabuza for the deputy president post. And the UN Security Council is expected to vote today on the draft resolution regarding the status of Jerusalem, less than 2 weeks after US President Donald Trump declared the city Israel's capital. Trump made the announcement on December 6, also saying at the time that the U.S. would be moving its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The leaked Egyptian draft resolution, however, does not mention the United States by name, saying it deeply regrets recent decisions regarding the status of Jerusalem. As it stood last night, the leaked text was a restatement of the U.N.'s position on Jerusalem as outlined through decades of Security Council and General Assembly's resolutions, the correspondent noted. It affirms that any decisions and actions which support the support to have altered the character, status or demographic composition of the Holy City of Jerusalem have no legal effect, are null and void and must be rescinded to go in compliance. Trump's declaration fueled widespread anger and protests within Palestine and across the world, with the latest and largest demonstration taking place in the Indonesian capital Jakarta, where some 80,000 people rallied outside the U.S. embassy in the city. Your top story at this hour. The Gauteng Police Commissioner has announced that police will be placed on high alert pending the outcome of the ANC election results. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.
Thanks, John.